zijn erkend. In het museum van de war tunnels, die eigenlijk als basis diende ook voor de invasie. We hebben gesproken met Len, hij staat hier nog bij ons. People who want to come to this museum, it's very high in the mountain.
It's not quite that bad, but no, there is a bus service runs from Dover Town Centre, the number 15 bus that normally goes to Canterbury, stops outside the castle for anyone wishing to come in. There is also in the summer a special tourist bus that will drop you directly outside the castle, outside one of the main gates of the castle. But it is also a relatively easy walk if you don't mind climbing steps and hills.
And going down is a lot easier, I think.
Going down is far easier than coming up.
But there's not only here the war tunnels, you can also go to Dover Castle. But
the rest of the castle, once you come into Dover Castle, the entrance to the castle covers the tunnels, the old castle, there was probably 2,500 years of history on this site.
And who was living in the castle? Is it Henry?
The castle was built by Henry II. That is going back to the late 12th century. It was built by him. It was never a royal palace. It was a functional castle, both as defensive, but also to impress royal visitors coming into the country, probably originally designed for the pilgrims going to Becket's tomb in Canterbury, somewhere for the royal family to show off the castle to important visitors.
And was the castle not bombed during the war?
No, the castle itself, Dover, was very badly damaged during the war, very badly damaged. The castle escaped totally. We do not know the real reason. There is some belief that the Nazi party wanted it for themselves and gave instructions not to damage the castle.
Goed. Wilde hier komen kijken? Kijk even op de site van visitkent.co.uk of op English Heritage. Daar vindt u een link naar de war tunnels. Len, thank you.
My pleasure.